Am I having fun now? Anxiety, applause, and life's big questions answered. Written and read by me, Susie Ruffle. This audio production includes exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews between myself and some of my friends, including Ramesh Ranganathan, Tom Allen, Josh Widdicombe, Rosie Jones, Maisie Adam, and my mum. For Mum and Dad, and Alice and Peach, my two great loves. Introduction. I was in a soft play centre with my daughter, who was three at the time. She catapulted from one side of the room to the other, barely stopping, occasionally squealing with delight. Breathlessly, she approached me, gestured to me to pick her up, and asked, "Mama, am I having fun now?" My first thought was, I hope you are, because we certainly aren't in a soft play centre on an industrial estate on the outskirts of Bromley, full of screaming, sweaty kids on the hottest day of the year, for my benefit. I didn't have time to unpack all that, so I just reassured her. Yes, darling, we are having a great time. And whoosh, she was off, up a ladder, down a slide, and directly into a ball pit. But her question stuck with me. Long after dinner, and long after bedtime, knocking around my head like a ping-pong ball. I felt pretty sure she was having a good amount of fun every day. We prioritised it. I wasn't so sure about me. As Alice, that's my wife, you'll get to know her later, and I settled down for a night on the sofa, I asked, "Am I fun?" Alice looked at me, confused. I repeated, "Am I fun?" Alice paused to call the midwife, knowing this conversation wouldn't be finished by the end of the opening credits. She breathed in and gently said, "You're a great mum and a great wife, but I think you might have more fun if you worried less. I think sometimes your anxiety stops your fun." She casually pressed play and was soon engrossed in Trixie and the girls on their home visits. I didn't want my anxiety to stop the fun, but I don't remember a time before it. I've known anxiety longer than I've known my wife, our child, and all of my friends. I just assumed I would always be fighting it, one way or another. It wasn't usually a full-on punch-up, but more of an occasional jab in the ribs when no one was looking. A shadowy figure that only I could see, sneaking around insidiously, looking for the next thing to grab hold of. I knew it stopped me from living my best life, from seizing the day. Approaching 40, with a great marriage and child, I decided now was the time to really deal with it. I started regularly seeing a therapist and unpacking worries, hopefully to dispense with some and reorganise the others to make them more manageable. This book was inspired by what I learnt about myself in those sessions, a collection of questions that I needed the answers to, questions I knew my friends had also wrestled with, questions I think you might have grappled with too. I knew that I wouldn't be able to uncover all of the answers alone, so at the end of each chapter, I speak to a real expert on the subject, psychologists, relationship experts, best-selling writers, to give me and you advice and tips on how to commit to life and have more fun while you're doing it. Chapter 1. How do you know when you're worrying too much? When I was 7, I killed my granddad. I don't have many memories of him, and even the ones I do have might have been made up in my head from stories my family told me. Jack was 74 when he died, which doesn't feel that old to me now, but at the time, he seemed ancient. He had throat cancer and had undergone a lengthy operation to remove his voice box, so he spoke with an electrolarynx, a little machine you press into your neck that gives you the voice of a Dalek, C-3PO, or a very, very, very boring man. The two main things I remember about him are that robotic voice and his kindness. When I was 6, he video recorded the musical Grease off the telly for me because he thought I'd like it. He was right, and it started a lifelong love of musical theatre. He taped it over one of his Western films on VHS, which meant I didn't see the opening scene with Sandy and Danny on that beach